Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Ferrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the best, hate a broken, hate a bad, I'm old, a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitudes, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad message, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Ferrell Place, right across the river through the woods from where Granny just did a couple of gigantic tokes off the 5-foot graphics. She's a badass when she likes a cushy, 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 cush, cush. In New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People trust the plastic bags, ready to travel, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, fight the flash, party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs of town, with a mess, it's tattered, tattered, but brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it. Hey, what's kicking? It's Ferrell with Carver High this evening. Toll-free, the number 844-843-6879. Again, toll-free, 844-843, you chumps, 6879, chump. Did you see the Yankees tonight, Carver High, with another win over their kryptonite, the Rays? Beat them 3-1 last night, beat them 1-0 tonight. Aaron Hacks with an RBI sack fly to center in the seventh inning to score the game's only run. As Garrett Cole goes 8 shutout innings and the Yankees take the first 2 in Tampa from their arch nemesis.
They certainly did, and Cole actually earned all that money tonight. Listen, Cole's been outstanding. He's pitched good all year. 1-0 win, and now here's what I want tomorrow, Scotty. You're right, that's their kryptonite. What I want tomorrow is I don't want Judge getting a day off. I don't want Stanton getting a day off. I want everybody out there looking for a sweep against a team that you never beat in their place or anywhere. I don't want guys getting days off tomorrow, Scotty. And you know that that's what Aaron Boone likes to do. I've got the series win. Let me give a guy a blow. You know, his wrist is a little tight, you know, whatever. Not tomorrow. I want a sweep. I want blood tomorrow down in Tampa.
I see your boy All Rise was 3-for-4 in the game with a run. He scored the game's only run.
He started that inning with a hit.
Oh, and started it with a hit. 2-for-4, Urshela, and that was it. Wade had a hit. That was it.
So that inning, that seventh inning, Judge started with a single. Urshela doubled to right center, so they had second and third, and that's when Hicks then hit the fly ball that got him a run home.
Yeah, I saw that. Aaron Hacks. I can't believe it. I can't believe that he came through in the clutch. It's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, so I just wanted to check because they're 4 games over 500 now. And I wanted to check because I know that at least I could have sworn the Red Sox have lost 2 in a row. Didn't they lose today? The Yankees are a game and a half out.
They were losing before. I did see they were down 3-2 to the A's.
Now it's 4-1. They're losing. 4-1. They're losing in the and they're in the bottom of the ninth. So they'll be a game out when they lose. Right? They're a game and a half now. They were two at the beginning, one and a half. Now they'll be one game out. And then by the weekend, the Yankees will be in first place. Shake it. Oh, shake it. Oh, the Yankees are going to be in first place from last to first. Shake it. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 204 on satellite radio. We're on Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Sportsmap, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier. Hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench with Carver High this evening. So the Nets, and I just wanted to say that one more time before I give up on it. Cole with 12 strikeouts tonight, and the Yankees will be in first place by the weekend. Shake-a-dee! Does that make you feel good after all the negative talk between the Penguins and Islanders, between the Bills and Steelers opening week one NFL season, between the Islanders and Penguins starting game one of the playoffs Sunday, between all the animosity, between all the venom, between all the accusations and finger pointing and name calling, between all of the angst and troublemaking and shenanigans, at least we can find solace together, Carver High, in the Yankees win and a move toward first place.
I agree with you. That is something that we have some common ground on. We are – this is great. I mean, they haven't beat the Rays in forever. This is the first time in 2 years they're going to take a series.
In 2 years.
This is just – this is a big week for them. They've played better. Me and you get on them a lot. Especially the guys that get hurt all the time and they don't play.
Because we love them.
But now they haven't scored a lot of runs down there, but they've won games, and that's all that matters. Three runs yesterday, one run today. They've gotten some outstanding pitching, and now they go for the – I want that sweep tomorrow. I'm greedy. I want it all. Sweep them tomorrow. Let's go.
I don't even know. Like, I don't care what they win by. I don't care if they score runs. I care if they win. Do they win? Win ugly. Win pretty. Win cheating. I don't care anymore. If everyone else is cheating – like your boy, the Astros, Altuve, and everyone else. I don't care what they do. Just win the game. I really don't care anymore. If everybody's dirty, then give me wins. That's all I care about. And that the Red Sox lose. By the way, the Nets are up 110-97 on the Spurs with 5:40 left. Your boy Harden's playing. I bet on the Nets tonight heavily on FanDuel, and I'm going to win money. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. So the Red Sox just lost to the A's 4-1. So I think it's a one-game lead now, Carver High, right? It was 1.5. Now it's one. So, yeah, even in the loss. They're 22-16, and the Yankees are 20-16. So there you have it. I mean, it's only a matter of time, right? I mean, we all know what's going to happen. Now, they keep saying that in L.A. too, right? They say it's only a matter of time before the Dodgers win the West. Meanwhile, San Francisco continues to lead that division by two games over San Diego. Now, the Padres lost the second game of the doubleheader in Colorado in extra innings and 8 innings. They won the first game. 5-3 in extra innings, or maybe it was in extra innings. The first game was just, it was just a normal 7-inning doubleheader game. And then the second game was extra innings, and the Rockies won 3-2. That made me very angry. The one thing I wanted to say about that game, Carver High, not that he got lit up or anything. It's not, but Fuentes hit a 2-run homer off Snell. He didn't get the loss. But my point is it not amazing to you that he gave up 5 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 3, and struck out 7? His ERA is 4.19. What has happened to Blake Snell in all honesty, since he went from total world domination in Tampa, like, he was the best pitcher in baseball in Tampa. I mean, in the World Series, I have never seen anything like it when Cash pulled him out of that game six, when the guy was absolutely dominant. And then they went with analytics, charts, and graphs and pulled him out of that game. And I thought they got rid of him because he said something. You know, when you yank him out of World Series, he must have said something to get him dealt to San Diego. Either that or something was wrong with him because they got rid of him for a bag of peanuts. And he went to the Padres. And let's face facts. Am I wrong in saying that he hasn't done anything in San Diego?
He has done absolutely zero so far. He's done nothing. I mean, and I get it. It's only, whatever, was it, 5-6 starts? Who cares? And the playoffs is what matters, blah, 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 blah. He's done nothing so far for the Padres. Zero.
And then tonight he gives up a 2-run shot, and they lose that second game. And you got to remember, they lost to the Rockies, which I bet on in both games to sweep the doubleheader, and they lose. That's the worst team in baseball they're losing to. Are they not? Are they not the worst team in baseball?
They are definitely in the top five worst teams. There's no question.
I mean, honestly, like, so unless they've updated it, they're 13-24. Washington's 13-18. They don't have 24 losses. Detroit's 12-24. They're even worse. Detroit's worse. But Detroit beat Kansas City tonight again, so Mize must have beat him. And then the thing I wanted to say about that is he beat Danny Duffy, who was their basically the best pitcher, correct? And then Miguel Cabrera drove in a couple of runs and passed Omar Vizquel for the most major league hits by a Venezuelan. Duffy the loser, Mize beat him, Mize the winner, and Soto the save. That's 10 consecutive losses for the Royals. We were talking to the guy from the Kansas City Star today, our boy Duffy, and he, or Worthy, and he said that, you know, I thought they'd win tonight. I thought Duffy would stop the bleeding. They'd lost 9 in a row, but they turned around and lost again, Carver High. Can you even believe it? What's happened to them?
Yeah, it seems like ever since they went into that series in Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago where they had the best record in baseball, I think they were 16-9 at the time or something like that. I don't think they've won a game since. I know they took one game in Pittsburgh that week, but they have just been awful the way they got worked by the White Sox over the weekend, and then to lose a couple games to the Tigers, who are also in that list of, you know, probably one of the five worst teams in baseball. I guess the Royals, we're gonna have to start putting them in the list too soon.
So they actually they had the losing streak. They were at home and lost to the Indians 4 and the White Sox 3. So they lost 7 straight at home. And then the rest of it has been on the road. So, well, I think one of those games was the Twins, and 2 of them were to the Tigers now, because they had swept 4 from the Tigers in Kansas City in April, right? And then they got to May. They won the first of May, and they haven't won since. And that's just crazy. So there you go. And they lose again tonight. So I don't know. All I know is when I looked, I was like, oh, my God, Snell didn't beat the Rockies? Like, are you kidding me? Like, honestly, I could beat the Rockies. I mean, put me out there, and I'll throw Ethos pitches for 7 innings. I mean, honestly, it's embarrassing. I mean, at some point, don't you just – if you play the Tigers and you know, you play the Rockies, isn't this where you're supposed to, like, clean up and handle your business and get right, get straight? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I lost on the Royals. I thought Duffy beat him tonight. So now what? I'm going to bet on him tomorrow? I can't keep betting on them. All they do is cost me money. It's unbelievable. I'm watching the end of this Nets game. They're up 125-110 on the Spurs with a minute 12 left. They're going to cover for me. I got a nice ticket going on the Nets tonight. And I do this thing. Have you seen the new Pharrell on Lock? The FanDuel Sportsbook videos I do now. What are they, on Instagram or something? I think they're on
Instagram and on some are on Twitter too, no? Are they on both? Instagram at least.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. I know that. I don't know if it's on the other one. I could be wrong. Maybe it is. Maybe it is on the Twitter. I don't know. I don't. I'm not Mr. Twitter. Okay. I'm not Mr. Tweet, but I do promote the show. Right? Like I always say, we're on at 4. We're on at 10. I always do that. I got that going for me. I don't get too excited about like that. That thing is crack. It really is crack. I mean, I don't have time to sit there all day and sit on Twitter and read all that stuff. It'll drive you nuts. Like, you could literally fall into that thing and never come back. You know what I mean? Like, it's like falling into the abyss. Have you ever seen anything like it? Like, do you, like, watch it and see, like, it just goes on and on? It never ends. It's like 24/7, 365 of insanity. It just never ends. It's every second of the day. It's just people tweeting. It's the craziest thing. Is it not, Carver? Am I imagining things?
It is wild. It is a minute by minute, second by second, 24/7 medium that at any time of the day you can jump on there and you can either get some information, you can see some craziness. There's a wide variety of things that can happen to you on there.
Well, don't you think it's a little sickening?
I think that some parts of it are, yes.
Well, I mean, do you think the people that are on there are insane? Like, I think some of it is okay. Promoting your shows or promoting stuff or whatever.
Oh, there's some sick people on there. There's no doubt.
Right? Like they're crazy. They never stop. Like they're obsessed with it and that's all they do. I mean, I got bigger fish to fry than to do that all day, bro. So I went and balled tonight, Carver High, and I took Young Chop up to play, and I just took her up to shoot because I knew there'd be games going on, and I knew that it'd be hard for her to get a basket or whatever to shoot on if all the games are going on. But I got there, and I was like, screw this. She's playing. So I had her playing with grown men, and they don't like it that there's some little girl playing with them, except when she's sticking 25 footers in their face. You should have seen her just embarrassing people. It was so funny because they don't even like respect her. So they're like, she gets the ball and you leave her open, she'll stick a 25 footer right in your face. And she hit about three or four of them. Next thing you know, she's got some guy all over her, some grown man guarding her, like he's all possessed by the devil. It was so funny because, a couple things happened. Then my son was there, and he was playing on the other court with a bunch of high school dudes. And I said, get over here and play with them, man. Because, you know, he plays with all kids his own age. He doesn't really get any better. He plays with grown men. He's got a problem on his hands. And then he has to really work for it, right? So they're both playing with me. And I picked up the girl, and I picked up this other little kid, which was another guy's son. And the kid was literally like 12 or something, and because no one showed up on time, right? So we had like, I'm like, all right, I'll play with the kids, I don't care. So one thing leads to another, and we start playing with these kids, and it was me and this really good player and the two kids against four grown men. And we beat them with these two little kids, and that really made them mad. And they're like, they shouldn't be playing. And I'm like, you mean winning? They shouldn't be winning, and they shouldn't be sticking 20-footers. Both of them were hitting shots. The little kid, the other little kid had glasses on. He looked like Kurt Rambis, and he was shooting corner threes, and he was hitting them. And I give them the ball. Like, I give the kids a chance to play. Like, I want them to feel good about themselves, right? So one thing leads to another. Then we pick up these two brothers, start playing. And I guess they one of them plays, I think he goes to Baylor or something and plays football or something. I think he was on their football team or something. And he was pretty big, strong, ripped, cut, whatever, real athletic. And he didn't know any of us, right? Like, so he didn't know me from Adam. He didn't know the kids. He just was like, what's going on here? And he was like, I'm not playing with kids. And I'm like, these kids are actually good. That's why they're playing with us. And the guy's like, all right, I'll play, whatever. So he starts playing. But the guy, he was one of these dudes that wouldn't pass the ball because he didn't know us. So meanwhile, I drop about 50 million points in this place. Like, I've got, you know, literally my team's got 9 banners on the wall. We're like the Celtics. And I can score from anywhere on anybody. I mean, just flat out. But I never once touched the ball once. I played with these two dudes that thought that we were just white and not there. And I was like, I looked at this dude. I'm like, bro, you have no idea what you're doing here. Like, you don't know who you're dealing with, who you're playing with. And it was just so uncomfortable. It was so not cool. I was like, you know, because I play before they got there, I'm sitting there playing with these kids. I'm scoring at will with everyone. Like, you know, everyone there knows me. Everyone there plays me. There's nothing I hate worse than playing with dudes that you don't know and that don't know you. And I got nothing against them. I have a problem with dudes that show up and they're like, okay, I'm not passing to you because I don't know you. Okay. So I'm going to run up and down all night and rebound for you. You think that's what's going to happen here? I go, because I can guarantee you that's not happening. So I start playing with him and I start passing to the kids. And that really made him mad. I was like, watch this. I'll give it to the little kids. See how you like that. Because I'm not like, I don't need to prove anything to anybody. I can drop 50 on you right now and make you burp and like a baby. But I just kept giving it to my daughter and to this little Kurt Rambis kid. And then we lost finally to, you know, I lost to 2 football players from Baylor and a couple of other guys that I know, and they beat us. And I'm like, and they were like guarding. The one guy was in my daughter's face, like guarding her, like he was in an NBA game. And I'm like, I said to him, you're really what a man you are that you can guard that little girl. I go, go get her, big fella. I go, you get in her face and show her what you're made of. I said, they beat us. I go, congratulations, you just beat a 13-year-old. Nice job. Nice job there, Studley. What do you bench, like 320? I was like, what are you guarding a little girl? Meanwhile, I want her to do well. I want her to shoot. I want her to have fun, right? And just enjoy herself. Like, this is, I can't believe I'm playing with the men and I scored. This is the greatest thing ever. You know, and the other kid, his eyes were the size of light bulbs and he was having so much fun. Meanwhile, these two big brothers showed up and ruined it for everybody. The little kids were like, my daughter, I get in the car after the game. They're like, those dudes didn't pass the ball. I was like, you're telling me? I'm like, you're telling me? So I did not have fun tonight. And then I get home and I'm, you know, I'm still, I played for like an hour and a half, whatever. So I'm dehydrated. I'm just chugging Gatorade. I've already drank like 5 Gatorades. I mean, I'm like Noah's Ark over here. I can actually hear Gatorade splashing in my stomach. I drank so much of it. It's just in there, like it's like a seawall. I'm like at SeaWorld when the water crashes against the glass. I can hear it moving around in my belly, and you know I'm gonna be up all night with the Wizards. I'm gonna be up with the Wizards, and I'm not talking about the Wizards on a home run from the Wizard. Remember that one, Carver High? And the Cardinals have won it in extra innings on a home run from the Wizard. Remember Jack Buck when he called that home run? It was the greatest thing ever.
One of the all-time greats.
What did he say? I don't believe what I just saw, a home run from the Wizard. That was great. So the beard returned tonight, Carver High.
Somebody had to play for the Nets. It was the beard's turn. Now, did Durant play? Durant did play, right? Was Durant in the game?
Well, let's take a look at the box score, because I just saw the end of the game. He did play. I know he played because I saw him on the bench. And, I mean, I saw him on the bench at the end, so I'm assuming he played. He had 14 points, played 29 minutes. He was 4 of 10. He really didn't do anything. 14, 7, and 7. That was Durant. But your boy came back and played. And he had 18 points, 7 boards, 11 dimes. He was 3 of 4 from downtown, 6 of 8 from the floor in 26 minutes. I mean, that is very, very clean and efficient. 18, 7, and 11 on 6 of 8 shooting and 3 of 4 from downtown. The guy hasn't played in 2 months, and he came out and put up those numbers. Do you remember when he got traded from the Rockets in the first, like, game? He had a triple-double. He's just like... But I have to tell you, tonight he had 11 dimes, and some of his passes, you're going to see one of them on SportsCenter that was so beautiful. He literally did a full-length, full-court bounce pass, literally from, like, one free-throw line to the other. He just took it and bounced it, and it just went flying through, like, four guys. And it was a perfect pass right to the dude going in for the dunk or the layup, whatever. It was unbelievable. He really is unbelievable. He came back tonight and almost had the triple-double, but he had 18, 7, and 11, and he had, you know, his 11 dimes were 4 better than Durant's 7 dimes. Shamet had 21. He had 5 threes. They shot 42% from downtown and 60% from the floor overall. They held the Spurs to 42% and 25% from downtown. I told you today on the show, no disrespect, but I know the Spurs are in it, right? They're in the play-in, but they're finished. I mean, they're just whacked, right? They're not doing anything against anybody. I think they're shy.
They'll lose. They're probably going to play the Grizzlies, and they'll get whacked in that game.
I mean, I will say this. I'll say one thing they got going for them. I think the Grizzlies are a better team this year than the Spurs. I really do. With Ja Morant and Jenkins' team, I think is better. But I will never say at this point, I'm not ready to, reveal that Jenkins is anywhere near Greg Popovich. So I think Popovich can outcoach Jenkins in the in that play-in game. You know what I mean? Like, I really do. I think Popovich will do something to give the Grizzlies problems, big problems, because he's a great coach. And the guy Jenkins is an up-and-comer, right? He's just doing a good job in Memphis with this young team. There's no doubt he's doing a good job, but he can't hold Popovich's onions. That's just all there is to it. Am I right? So I am sketchy on betting on them. I want to say, like you, that the Grizzlies will beat them, but Popovich is just he's a genius. He really is a genius, not Brad Stevens, right? Like, Popovich is the real deal. So he might be able to coach him to a win. But everybody wants to see the same thing, right? They want to see the Warriors and the Lakers. I want to see Curry beat the Lakers. Betting against your boy Dame Time tonight, Carver High. And they're playing in Salt Lake Shakers, and the Blazers are actually winning the game with 30 seconds left before the half. They're up 4, 57-53. Of course, it's a lot different betting on the Jazz these days when they don't have Spida playing. No Mitchell. I mean, I got to tell you, like, they look naked without him. I mean, it's just amazing to me how different they look without him in the lineup. Meanwhile, of course, they're still first in the West. They've won 6 of 10. They've got, obviously, the most wins in the NBA. the best record in the NBA, but they just do not look like, you know, I know that people will say, oh, they're still good. They got, you know, they're fine. I just saw Ingles get just swatted by Nurkic. I mean, just absolutely pump faked him, got Nurkic up in the air. He still blocked the shot. He came down and jumped back up and blocked it anyway. And I don't know. It's a three-point game. They're down. Obviously, there's an entire half left. They're missing layups left and right. Gobert tipped one in. It's a one-point game with 1 second left. The Blazers will lead by one at the half. Oh, what a play at the buzzer. And a bucket. What a play. They threw a full court pass to McCollum, and he caught it and threw it up with 1 second left, and it went in. Oh, my God. I cannot believe they just got away with that. I got to see it. Nurkic with the football pass. Oh, that's good. He got rid of it in time. Count it. That is unbelievable. The football touchdown pass on the post pattern to McCollum. Your boy Nurkic. Maybe he can get a job down in Houston. They need a quarterback. Do you think that guy is going to ever play quarterback again? Or do you think he's going to go to jail for rape? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I think it is still so hard to figure out what's going on there. I think it's still very 50-50. Both ways. 50% he plays again. 50% he's in the tin for a while. I think it's, you know, it's...
he's in the tin.
And no, it's just I just think that it's we really don't have enough.
Book him, Dano.
We don't have enough concrete information to be able to determine what's going to go on with that yet. And I will say this though: here's one thing I have noticed. I mean, we had about 6 weeks straight where every single day it seemed like there was a new story or a new piece of information on that whole scenario. And now we've gone.
I know what you're going to say. Now you hear nothing.
We've gone 2 or 3 weeks, and it's been cold. Zero, nothing.
Cold case.
Nothing has gone on now for like 2 or 3 weeks. There hasn't been a mention of Rusty Harden, of who's the other lawyer, the guy that's defending all the women.
Have you ever drank in a Rusty Pelican? I think I've been in a few of those bars.
But all of a sudden, there's no chatter about it, which is very interesting.
Well, there was a story that I ran the other day on Coast to Coast. I don't know if it was Monday when you weren't there, but were you there when I said that they're on the kind of on the pace of moving on from Deshaun Watson?
And I remember seeing
but that's
that.
That's bogus.
It's not that it's bogus, but that's not a story about the story. You know, that's a story of. Well, it seems like the Texans are moving on. That's whatever. That's nonsense. I'm talking about the actual, the spas, the women, the lawyers, him, all that stuff has been quiet now for a few weeks. Whereas every day it was like, well, another case. And now somebody else is in the case. And now we're going to announce the names. And now we're going to, like, there was a flow of information for weeks at a time about this case. And now all you're getting is these side stories like, well, it seems like the Texans are moving on, but nothing concrete. From the lawyers or about him or anything else.
Well, how bad do you think that franchise is going to go in the tank if they, obviously, if they lose him, they're doomed. I mean, for like, you know, the short term, without a doubt, right?
Yeah, I agree. Now they are going to be in the mix for the worst team in the league next year. Think about it. They just are.
And didn't they make some lame-ass hire for their coach?
Yes. What's his name?
His name is no one remembers already. Got the job 3 months ago, and they already forgot him. What's his name? Chewy.
David Culley.
I called him Chewy.
Chewy. Culley. Culley is the coach.
I'm going to call him Chewy all year.
Yes.
Your boy Chewy.
And I did see this. They are
That's
the
a perfect name. That I'm going to call them that on Coast to Coast.
FanDuel did put up today odds for the team with the worst record this year. And the Texans are the favorites at +250 for having the worst record in the NFL.
Are you serious? They're the favorites to have the worst record?
The Lions are second, and the Jets are third.
The Lions are second. So, of course, Jared Goff is running the Lions, and we have to watch his pathetic ass and their pathetic asses on Thanksgiving Day against the Bears. I told you, that's the worst. I mean, honestly, that is worse than relatives coming over to your house at the holidays that you don't like. Honestly. You know, like that, the cousins you don't like showing up and they're there for like 6 hours. You want to kill them.
Right. It's hard. It's not easy. But I was looking at that list. They have the Jaguars 12-1. I think the Jaguars are still going to suck. I know the kids get, you know, whatever, but they're the first year with him. I could still see them going 2-14. The Jaguars, they could have the worst record. 12-1. That's pretty good value right there. I might take a stab with the Jaguars to have the worst record in the league.
So you're trying to get a ticket on who's going to be worse than the Texans, and you think it's the Jaguars at 12-1?
Right, because I don't want to do +250. That's not enough value for me. I need to get some juice here, some serious skin.
Like the Rory, the Rory 17-1.
Right. Well, that's not easy every week to try to pick one golfer out of 150 to win the tournament at the beginning of the week. That's not easy. So 17-1 for that. We've had a good season so far. That's the second one we've hit in like the last month and a half. We hit JT at the Players, and we hit Rory last week at wherever they were. Jeez, I already forget what tournament they were at. Quail Hollow.
It was at Wells Fargo in
Wells
Charlotte.
Fargo. Well, all we cared about was cashing the ticket. We don't care where they actually play.
Quail Hollow.
But yes, we have two winners already on the PGA this year, which I'm happy about.
Well, I have three winners in NASCAR with your boy Marty Truex.
Marty Truex Jr. having another big year here.
He's gonna win the championship. I'm gonna ride him the way.
He is having a monster season. I wouldn't mind seeing him win the what do they call it? They don't call it the what's the championship called now in NASCAR? I don't remember. It used to be the what did they call it?
The Sprint Champion.
The Sprint Champion, yeah, but it's called something else now. I don't even care.
So I had this kid. I don't want to be rude. I'm not trying to be rude right now. I didn't have time to delve into it. I could be wrong. I'm certain I'm probably wrong. But the way I saw it was, I think some kid wrote me the other day a letter, and he wanted to be our NASCAR reporter. Some kid.
Really?
I could be wrong. It might be some adult.
Replace NASCAR George? Is that what they're looking to fill the void?
Well, the guy said, do you want me to see if I can find it? I think I can actually find it.
Next break, try to find it.
No, I don't need a break. I got it right here. I think I got it right here. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You know, you would think that I would have... Maybe I don't have it. I don't know. You're probably right. I may have to look for it. I could have sworn I got maybe it was on Instagram or something. Who knows? I'm not even, I'll never find it. Cause I'm not that gifted, but I at searching for things. But I this kid wrote me a letter, and it was really funny. And I'm not being disrespectful toward the kid. He was like, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. He was like, I want to be your NASCAR reporter. I noticed he even gave me the jab. He goes, I noticed you don't talk NASCAR ever. So we need to clean that up. He's like, why don't you have me do it? I'll just call in and do your NASCAR reports. And I look forward to hearing from you. And he was like a kid. I got some letter from some kid, I think. I could be wrong. Maybe it's some guy. I don't know. Like,
I miss NASCAR, when I saw, George.
Well, like the picture that that it came with was like of some little kid. So, I mean, would a guy really have his what do they call that? Your photo or whatever? You know what I mean? You're on social media. You got like a image or your, you know what I mean? This is my new picture on Facebook and on Twitter, that people have a picture or something that represents them.
Yes,
a profile. That's it. So, like I told you, I'm not up on any of this stuff, dude. I'm not. I'm not a gifted social media person. I'm not a. You know, I have all these things. I look at them. I want to jump when I look at this stuff. I'm just like, I don't have time for this. It's crack. But anyway, I see everybody has a picture. So the kid had a profile. It was like I got a letter, and the profile picture was of some kid. And I was like, it must be a kid that's writing me that wants to be my NASCAR reporter. But, you know, I have people all the time writing me crazy letters, dude. Like, you know, trying to get their work on the network. They want me to get them to be hired as talent. And they go through me. People write me. They're like, we know you can do this for us. We want you to get us a TV show.
You're the guy.
You're the guy that's going to handle this for us. Get back to us as soon as possible. We need you to tell us who the powerful suits are that are going to make this transition smooth for us. We need you to get us in with the bigs over there at Sports Grid. And I'm just like, you know, I got to tell you, like, that's fantastic. I appreciate it. I respect anybody that, like, goes for it, right? I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I think it's, you know, oniony. You got some stones to, like, go for it like that, to go through me. But I am, as Carver High will tell you right now, I think he's going to, I have to have him elaborate. I am not a headhunter. I am not a, like, I have gotten, I will admit, I have helped people get jobs, as you know, Carver High, but most of them have been people I know. Right. Like I know them and I help them. I help people all the time. And I've always been a helpful dude. I really have. You know that. But I don't really, do I help people I don't know? I don't think
not,
I do.
Not particularly.
Usually not regularly?
Not regularly. Maybe once or twice in the past.
Does that make me a bad person?
And it's usually become a problem then after. Like the one or two times where you have to help
somebody. Then they blame you.
Like then it becomes an issue. So it's better to stay away.
Dude, I have a story to tell you on the air that I'll probably get in a fist fight over if I tell you I helped this kid. Oh, and it did not go well. Like, I always am sketchy on helping kids and stuff or helping people. And then they don't come through. And then it makes me look bad, right? I got a little of that going on right now. I've had a little drama on the side over here. So Carver High has advised me not to tell the story that I just told him so as to not incriminate myself.
Yeah, you don't need to tell the story, but it goes back to exactly what I said to you before the break, which is you can't help anybody especially that you don't know, because it always comes back to bite you. It comes back to bite you. It just does.
I told you a story in the break about helping someone. That did not go well.
No.
Did it?
No, it did not.
And if I tell that story on the air, I believe the father will have it in for me.
Probably.
Like he'll try to kill me.
He wouldn't be happy with you.
Or kill someone I love or know. You know what I mean? He knows he has access to family members.
And we can't have that.
Can't have it. So I'm just going to avoid telling the story of my latest problem with helping someone. I'm always being asked to help people. Carver High will attest I'm very helpful, very nice. I try to be very cool to people and help people in any way I can. Carver High has been around me a long time, a number of years. He's seen it firsthand. I'm not deem myself the nicest person in the world, but I think I've been somewhat helpful for people. And in the business, like in the radio and TV business, I've been very helpful to people. Making and finding their way and getting their careers going and watching people be successful. I've always helped as much as I can people all the time. It is what it is. And I do what I can. And then there's certain situations which I can't control. Like if I don't know you, things like this, that's a little more difficult to deal with. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean I won't, but it's just a little more difficult, a little sketchier. You know what I mean? So Carver High did tell me in the break, stop helping people. Let's go back to being jerks. And I said, all right, so for the rest of the show, I'll be a jerk.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.